and our speaker is from there today. But before we do that, I want to give a brief history of the organization he is associated with called Liebenzell. Okay, so many of you know that Chinese Christians have a lot to owe to a missionary called Hudson Taylor.
可能很多人都知道我们中国人是在欠了一个德国宣教士戴德森的一个债。
And he lived in the 1800s, and this is one of his famous quotes.
这是戴德森他活在19世纪,这是一句他非常有名的话。
And I think the speaker today will talk about this from Matthew 28. It's about the Great Commission.
所以这句话是跟今天的讲题有关的。
Okay, so Hudson Taylor was from England, and that's him on the left as a young man. And he actually died in China and was buried in China. He loved the people so much, he started in England, but ended in China. And one thing he did that was kind of new at the time was he not only went to preach, but he learned the culture, the language, and even adopted their dress and traditions. Okay, so he's from England, and there's England, so it's always good to learn maps. Okay, so when he went to China, he started the China Inland Mission, and today it still exists, known as OMF International. And being that it's an inland mission, he did not only stay on the coast, on the ports, but he went deep into the rural areas where there was poverty and people who did not know English or any Westerners. And as I said, he learned to love the people and the culture. Okay, so there's China, you should know. His first trip was in 1854, and he went there 10 or 11 times in his lifetime. Okay, so during his furlough, during his breaks, he would go back to Europe and spread the word of what he was doing. And one person that was inspired by him was a German named Heinrich Körper. And he raised support for Hudson Taylor. And later started his own missionary group called Liebenzell. And many of you have met Bill. He's part of Liebenzell USA. That started later also. Okay, so England to China, back to Germany. There's Germany in the orange. I tried to pick the right color. So China, red, and Germany has orange in there somewhere. Okay, let's move on. Okay, so our speaker today is Michael Flom, and Gerald's going to talk a little bit.
It is my pleasure and honor to introduce to you our speaker today, Michael Flom. Pastor David, Mike, and myself met Michael in the summer of 2012 when we traveled to Zambia for the very first time. Michael at the time was a director Liebenzell Mission in Zambia, where he has worked closely with the Zambia Baptist Association. And he's been there since 1986, planting churches and training pastors. When Pastor David, Mike, and myself, when we were there, we were in one of those pastor training conferences that Michael was instrumental in helping to organize. And I think there's a picture. This is in the summer of 2012, where we were there for the training conference with pastors in Zambia. Aside from sharing Christ and furthering the kingdom in Zambia, Michael also has some very interesting hobbies, one of which is flying a plane. That's Michael. He's a licensed pilot, and here we're in Zambia, and he graciously took us on a trip over the city of Andola in the sky, and it was a wonderful experience. For the past year, Michael has been here in America with his lovely wife Barb, studying at the Columbia International University. After his studies, he's hoping to return to Zambia to assist with the Amano Christian School. It's a school that was created to further the education of Zambian children and also the children of missionary families. It is clear that Michael and his wife Barb loves Jesus and loves Zambia and its people. During our stay with Michael and Barb, I've enjoyed many of their many God stories about their time in that beautiful country. Yes, Michael and Barb, they are German, but it's also very clear that they're Zambian. And above all, they are Christians, and they are our brother and sister in the Lord. Today we have family visiting us today. Let us give a warm welcome to our brother Michael as he comes up and blesses us with his ministry.
Thank you very much for the invitation to come here and to share the word of God. It's a privilege to us. It's nice to see all you here. And you know, we have a kind of a connection to China.
我很高兴今天我们能够有这个荣幸来到弟兄姊妹中间，而且今天我总是感觉我们好像中间因着中国，而且我们中间有个连接。
Not only that, Liebenzell Mission had at one time close to 80 missionaries in China, in the Hunan province.
是啊，这个 Liebenzell 这一个机构曾经有一度有 80个 宣教士在湖南省，在中国做，在那里做工。
We have been watching the powerful growth of the economy.
而且我们也真见证的看到了中国这几年来它经济上快速的成长。
You are now the leaders in the world, economical wise, I would say.
今天你们真的就是将来的这一代的领导人。
And if you go into Africa, the very big and powerful development projects are done from China.
如果你今天能够到非洲的话，你会发现在那里有许多很重大的工程都是中国人在那里做的。
Your strategy is different from the strategy of America and Europe, but it's more powerful.
Americans
and Europeans send money.
在美国人跟欧洲人，他们就是用钱。
Chinese people send money and people.
但是中国人还有个人力很重要。
There are thousands of Chinese people working in Zambia building soccer stadiums, railway stations, railway lines, highways, airports, hospitals. It's a lot of development work. Thousands of them are there.
中国人在非洲，他们不但建造医院、学校、铁路、运动场，各种各样的工程，他们都在包。
And they are very busy in the mining industry.
而且他们在那个采矿的工程里面也是很重要。
The Africans may have mixed feelings, but we from Germany, we can see Chinese people are extremely hardworking.
虽然欧洲人可能，那个非洲人对中国人可能有另外的看法，可是成为我第三者欧洲人，我看的时候，我觉得中国人实在是一个勤奋的一个民族。
But not only that, there is more connection to China.
还不止这样。
My wife Barbara was born in Japan. Her father was born in Hunan province near Changsha in China.
我太太她虽然本人是生在日本，可是她的父亲是在湖南湘乡，也就是我太太的地方。
The same. My wife is Hunan Xiangxiang.
Powerful. Yeah, that's right. You see, her grandfather was a missionary in China for many years.
而且她的祖父 就是在中国非常多年的宣教士。
So we have known China from many stories from that side.
所以我们知道很多中国人的故事。
In our family, we love to go for Chinese food in the Chinese.
而且我自己家里也很愿意到中国。
To start with wonton soup and then to continue. So that's our connection to China. But we want to show you a short video clip about Zambia as an introduction, and then we'll go into the Word of God.
Okay.
That you just get the feeling of what Africa and Zambia is about.
有一段，我们先看一小段的影片，然后我们才开始来讲今天的信息。
You have to know that the African continent is so large that mainland China, plus the United States, plus Australia will all fit into it. And there is still place left. It's very big.
我们来看这个中国人在非洲的一些...
Now a short clip and it's with sound, so please go ahead. Thank you.
Mike Frown and the family, they mean a lot to me in my life. In the way we just got knitted together, and I feel a part of a family. It's more than a friendship, but I'm part of their family and they are part of me.
George Shakwalela and Michael Flaum enjoy a Zambian-German friendship and have known each other for more than 26 years. Over the next 3 weeks, they will travel more than 4,000 kilometers together. It is a trip into the past and into the future at the same time. Commissioned by the Liebenzell Mission in 1986, Michael and George began initiating projects in Zambia together with national partners. Much has happened since then. Zambia means immeasurable expanse, harsh wilderness, impressive natural beauty. With the slogan, "Welcome to the Real Africa," the Tourist Association hopes to drum up business. Zambia's number one attraction for most visitors are the world-famous Victoria Falls. In Zambia, extremes virtually live side by side and can be witnessed in many different aspects. While richer Zambians drive to church in expensive cars, people in the villages have a bush church at most. Zambia's greatest challenge is to gain more independence. The country still depends upon foreign support.
Thank you very much. That was a small introduction, and I will leave that DVD with the church, so you can see a bit more on that DVD about the mission work we were doing at another time when we have left.
谢谢各位，这只是很短的一点点介绍。我会把这个DVD留在教会，所以你们以后有时间还可以看。But
what Zambia needs most to develop is the gospel of Jesus Christ.
但是更重要的就是在那里需要去来传扬耶稣基督的福音。Let's
turn together in our Bibles to Matthew chapter 28.
让我们打开马太福音28章。
And let's read in Matthew chapter 28, the verses 16 to 20.
马太福音28章16节到20节.
Should I read it in English or you read in Chinese, whatever, or in both?
In both.
Yeah, okay,
sure.
The Bible reads, "The 11 disciples went to Galilee, to the mountain where Jesus had told them to go. When they saw him and they worshipped him, some doubted. Then Jesus came to them and said, 'All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Therefore, go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything I have commanded you. And surely I am with you always, to the end of the age.'"
十六节，十一个门徒往加利利去，到了耶稣约定的山上，他们见了耶稣就拜他。然而还有人疑惑，耶稣近前来对他们说：“天上地下所有的权柄都赐给我了，所以你们要去，使万民做我的门徒，奉父子圣灵的名给他们施洗，凡是我所吩咐的你们的。” 都教训他们遵守，我就常与你们同在，直到世界的末了。Let's
bow our heads and pray.
让我们一起祷告。Our
Lord and Heavenly Father, we come into your presence now, and we ask you in the name of Jesus that you speak to me and to us.
父神啊，我们来到你面前。Through
your Holy Spirit,
是我们祈求你，又借着圣灵能够向我们说话。
That we only do one thing and one thing alone, and that is to see the Lord Jesus. Amen.
我们只愿意看到一件事，就是唯独耶稣。我们祷告，奉主耶稣基督的名。
This scripture has a headline which is called the Great Commission.
这一段经文的主题是讲到大使命。
It's basically the job description the Lord Jesus gave to all of his disciples.
事实上就是讲，这就是
If you have been in the army, you would call it the marching order.
如果你在军队的话,
if you would work in a business, you would call it a business plan.
如果你在公司里面,
if you would be at a university, it would be your guideline how to go ahead and study.
所以如果是在学校这一段，就是你的一个指引。
It's basically what Jesus wants us to do.
也就是说，这是耶稣要我们做的。
We read in the Bible that his disciples, after Jesus rose from the dead,
这一段经文是讲到耶稣升天了以后。
They were told by Jesus they should meet him at that mountain in Galilee.
这些门徒曾经被告知他必须在橄榄山上来遇见，再见耶稣。
They went to Galilee.
他们到了加利利。
But they did a detour.
但是他们走了另外弯的路。
They went to a lake.
他们到了一个湖。
Fishing. Peter went there to fish.
他们又去打鱼了，彼得。
And that was not his hobby.
那个并不是一个只是一个喜欢做的事。
Basically, what Peter did, he went back to his old life before Jesus called him.
那不只是他的兴趣，而是他再回到重操旧业。
John 21 verse 3, you can read. Peter, Simon said to them, "I am going fishing." They said, "We will go with you." They went out and got the boat, but that night they caught nothing.
在约翰福音21章里面，我们看到，当约翰他跟着其他的人灰心了，他们再回去打鱼的时候，他们一夜都没有打到什么。Peter
had seen the Lord crucified.
彼得他亲眼看到耶稣被钉死。Dying
for your sin, for my sin, and for the sin of the world.
耶稣是为着你的罪，我的罪，为着所有罪人。And
he saw him 3 days later as the risen Lord.
而且他也看到三天以后看到了耶稣成为主，复活了。
He became a backslider. He went in his old life, in his old tradition, in his old habits, in his old failure.
可是彼得他虽然看了这些，他仍然回到了他从前旧有的一些生活习惯，失败。
That's what happened before the Great Commission.
这就是在今天要给大使命前面的背景。
The disciples were not superstars.
这些门徒他们并不是超级巨星。
They were failures.
他们是失败者。
Failures in following Christ.
他们在跟随耶稣的事情上失败了。
They didn't get the point.
他们一点都没有抓到重点。
And then after they went fishing, Jesus was there already waiting for them.
所以当他们再回去重新打鱼的时候，耶稣已经等在那里。
And we cannot go in details about that, the time is not with us. So after that, they went to the mountain where Jesus had called them to go.
所以经过了那个事情以后，他们到了耶稣指定他们要去的山上。
And the Bible says they worshipped him there.
圣经上说他们在那里敬拜他。
And still some of them doubted.
仍然还是有些人怀疑。
They were not sure.
他们不确定。
That's how Jesus works and how he builds his kingdom.
这就是耶稣怎么用来建造他的国度。
He builds it with people who are weak.
他建造这些软弱的人。
With people who have failed.
建造这些失败的人,
with people who are not really sure if they can trust him 100%.
甚至他用着那些对他有怀疑不100%认识他的人。
That type of people he gave this great commission.
而耶稣这一段教训就是对着这一群人说的。
Number two, that number one was the introduction. Number two, its origin, the origin of the great commission.
我们再来看接下来他给他 告诉怎么样子是大使命。
We read in Matthew 28, and Jesus came and spoke to them.
所以这里我们看到是耶稣亲自来跟他们说话。
The origin is Jesus.
这个从耶稣来的。
But we have to go a step back.
但是我们再往回走一步。
God is the one.
事实上,
who designed the Great Commission.
是神自己他来设计这个大使命。
John 3:16, for God loved the world so much.
所以我们看到约翰福音3:16说神爱世人。
That he gave his only son, that Jesus came into the world.
甚至将他的独生子就是耶稣差到世界上来。
So God designed the Great Commission.
事实上是神自己设计的这一个大使命。
Jesus built the Great Commission through his life, his death, and resurrection.
耶稣他以他自己的生命,
And the Holy Spirit launched it on the day of Pentecost. You can read that in Acts 1 verse 8.
而在使徒行传里面，我们看到了圣灵亲自来成就这个事情。
So that's the origin of the Great Commission. It's directly from heaven. It's not a human creation.
所以我们看到这个大使命是直接从天上来的。
Number three, its authority.
第三点我要谈的是它的权柄。
Because of its origin, it has authority.
所以因为它的权柄是从上面起源，从上面来的，所以它带着权柄。
Jesus said, "All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me."
所以耶稣说，所有天上地下的权柄都已经给我了。
We have to look a bit deeper.
我们要再深入的看。
If you turn to Philippians 2 verse 8 to 10,
所以我们如果看。腓立比书第二章的经节的时候
Philippians 2:8 to 10 talks about Christ.
所以腓立比书第二章八节到十节讲到了基督。
And being found in human form,
他成了肉身。
He humbled himself and became obedient to the point of death.
他成为肉身，以致谦卑，以至于死。
Even death on a cross.
甚至死在十字架上。
Therefore God exalted him.
所以神帮他升为至高
to the highest place and gave him the name that is above every name
给他超乎万民之上的名
that at the name of Jesus every knee shall bow
所以因着耶稣基督的名所有的万膝都要向他跪拜
in heaven
在天上
on earth
或地上
and under the earth
或甚至地底下的
and every tongue confess
所有万口都要承认
that Jesus Christ is Lord to the glory of the Father.
耶稣基督是主。
That's why the Great Commission has authority.
这就是为什么这个大使命带着这么大的权柄。
Jesus, the creator of this world.
所以耶稣他是创造者。
John 1 verse 1, when he spoke, he created this world with his words.
所以约翰福音一开始就讲到他说有就有了。
The creator, which means the designer, the architect, the builder, and the one who keeps this world, came into this world.
这里说到就是这个创造世界的主，他亲自来到世上。
And he was not welcome in this world.
但是他却不被这世界上的人接受。
People hated him.
人们恨他。
And they spat in his face, and they put a crown of thorns, and they nailed him on that cross.
他们吐唾沫在他身上，他们甚至把他放荆棘在他头上，他们把他钉在十字架上。
The creator, the owner of this world, imagine.
这个创造世界而且拥有世界的创造者。
And at every second, he had the power to retaliate.
事实上，他任何时间他都可以有权柄来成来做。
One word, and the angels would have come and finished off this world.
事实上，他可以只说一句话，这个世界就结束了。
And he did not do it.
但是他没有这样做。
He died.
他死了
in your place and in my place,
在你跟我的地位上
because the Bible says the penalty of sin is death.
所以圣经上说他因着这个罪价罪死了
because we are born in sin,
因为他也生在罪中
we have to die,
因为他必须死
eternally,
永远的死
but Christ came,
但是基督来
as a sacrifice,
他成为祭物
To die in your place and in my place.
他为着你，为着我的位置上，他替我们死了。
That if we put our faith in him, we can be saved by grace.
所以我们如果把我们的信心建在他身上，我们就可以得救。
And because he did that, God exalted him to the highest place.
就是因为他曾这样的做，所以神将他升为至高。
And gave him a name that is above every name.
给他超乎世上万民之上的名。
And that is the name of Jesus.
这个名字就叫做耶稣基督。
Oh, my friend, you have to experience that name.
哦，亲爱的朋友，我希望你都经历这个名的能力。
The name of Jesus can break all bondages.
耶稣基督这个名可以打断一切的捆锁。
The name of Jesus can set you free.
耶稣基督的名可以使你得自由。
I've seen in Africa witch doctors coming to Christ.
我在非洲，我看到许多行巫术的人，他们到了神耶稣面前。
Demon possessed people to hand their lives over.
我看到许多被鬼附着的人，他们来到神面前。
Prostitutes to come at the name of Jesus.
我看到许多的妓女，他们来到神的面前。
We have people seen changed.
但是他们的生命改变了。
By the name of Jesus.
是因着耶稣基督的名。
It's not religion.
它不是一个宗教
It's the name of Jesus.
它是耶稣基督的名
Do you know the name of Jesus?
你知道你认识耶稣基督的名吗
Is he powerful in your life?
他在你身上有能力吗?
Is he the Lord in your life?
耶稣这个神在你的身上吗?
That's the authority of the Great Commission.
这就是这个大使命的最大的权柄。
Number four, the strategy of the Great Commission.
我们接下来看这个策略。
Jesus said to his disciples, go.
他告诉他的门徒说去。
He didn't say, wait and let people come.
他并没有说你们等在这里让人们被吸引过来。
In the Old Testament, Israel had a tent of meeting and later temple.
我们也看到在旧约的时候，那里有帐幕，也有圣殿。
And God's presence was there and people had to come.
所以当我们看到旧约的时候，神的荣光在圣殿里头的时候，人来到圣殿里。
Jesus Christ changed that 100%.
可是耶稣基督把它整个倒转了。
He said, therefore, go.
所以他说去。
What did we as Christians do over the last 2,000 years?
所以我们过去这2000年来，我们基督徒做了什么呢？
I would like to take you now all to Germany for 1 second to look at some of these powerful big cathedrals which we have built.
我很巴不得带你到德国去看那个过去那么雄伟的那个圣殿。
Churches, big churches.
那么大的教堂。
Very expensive churches.
非常昂贵。
They were built 300 years ago.
他们是300年前盖的。
500 years ago.
500年前的。
And I'm looking in this book.
但是我们来看圣经。
And I ask myself,
我问我自己,
Where did he tell us to build churches?
他没有告诉我们要去盖教堂啊。
He never told us.
耶稣没有说要我们去盖教堂。
He told us, and you therefore go and make disciples.
他说你去使万民做我的门徒。
What did we do?
那他做什么呢?
We invested our money in infrastructure.
所以我们的钱到底投资在哪里?
In powerful buildings.
我们投在建筑物上面。
In expensive chairs.
我们买很多的家具。
In a nice floor. In a data projector and this.
我们买很多的设备。
He never told us to do that.
可是耶稣没有叫我们做这些啊。
He told us to go and make disciples.
他告诉我们去使万民做我的门徒。
Yes, we need a place where we can meet and listen to the word of God. I agree to that.
是的，我们需要教堂建筑物，我们可以聚会。
But that should only be a tool.
但是这只不过是工具而已。
For us to listen to him.
我们必须要顺从。
It's not our purpose.
那个不是我们的目的。
The purpose of the church is to go into the world.
教会存在的目的是到世界去，出去使人做门徒。
To go to send missionaries from your midst.
需要再从你们中间送宣教士出去。
And we come to that all over the world.
直到世界的末了。
Yes, to Taiwan, to Hong Kong, to mainland China, but all over the world.
不只是到台湾、香港、大陆，我们要到世界各地。
There are many people without Christ.
许多人他们没有神。
And they are perishing.
他们
就消失了。他们成王了。 That's why Hudson Taylor came to China.
这就是为什么戴德森他要到中国。
Because millions were perishing without the gospel.
因为成千上万的人他们灭亡了，没有得听到福音。
That's why he went to Zambia.
这又是为什么我要到赞比亚。
And that's why he want to challenge this morning each one of you.
所以我今天要对各位提出这个挑战。
Go.
去。
God gave you only one life.
神只给你这一生。
One life only you have.
只有这么一个短短的生命。
What are you going to do with that life?
你到底要怎么使用你的生命?
It's your decision.
这是你的决定。
And it's very clear what he said.
这就是很清楚耶稣说的。 去。
Make disciples.
使万民做我的门徒。
So Christ said, make disciples.
所以基督说，使万民做门徒。
What is a disciple?
什么叫做门徒啊？
A disciple of Christ is a follower of Christ.
所谓基督的门徒就是顺从基督。
We have no time, but if you would read now in the New Testament how Christ called the disciples.
如果我们有时间的话，我们可以多读圣经里面看耶稣称什么样的人是门徒。
He found Peter and his friends fishing.
他在找彼得跟他的朋友的时候，他们正在打鱼。
That was their life.
这是他们的职业生活。
That was their tradition.
这是他们的职业。
That was their culture.
这是他们的文化。
It was their heritage.
这是他们的传统。
It was their wealth.
这是他们的财富。
It was their achievement.
这是他们的成就。
It was what they had built in their life, a fishing company.
就是他们的一生就是要成就一个很大的捕鱼的事业。
It had become their identity.
因此这成为他们的身份。
And Jesus comes.
所以耶稣来了。
and says, "You follow me." And the Bible says,
圣经说,
and they left their boats,
他们离开了,
and they left their nets,
他们放下了他们的渔网,
they pulled the boats on dry ground, and they followed Jesus.
把渔船拉上岸, 然后他们跟随了耶稣。
Well, that was radical.
实在是很奇怪。
When Jesus calls, it's a radical call.
当耶稣这样呼召, 已经够奇怪了。
He calls you out of your old life.
他叫你从你旧有的生活里面出来,
old traditions,
从你旧的传统里头出来,
out of your advanced value systems you learned in the United States,
叫你从你在美国所学到的所有的一些幻想里头出来,
and he calls you to become his follower,
他叫你出来做他的门徒,
a follower of Jesus Christ,
你必须跟随耶稣。
What does it mean?
这什么意思?
Somebody who walks behind,
很多人就跟在后面。
Is Jesus the one who goes ahead and you walk behind?
是不是说耶稣走在前头, 而你远远地跟在后面呢?
You saw me flying that aeroplane.
你看到我有个图画是在飞机上。
Every aeroplane, even the big airliners,
你看很大的公司,
they have only one captain.
他们有一个,
he sits on the left seat.
他们一个驾驶员坐在右边,
the commander of the aircraft. The co-pilot sits in the right seat.
另外一个副驾驶坐在另外一个位置。
So who gives the command?
所以谁给他的命令啊?
The captain.
当然是驾飞机的人。
The co-pilot only helps.
这个副驾驶他只能够帮忙。
Sometimes the co-pilot flies, but according to the captain's instruction.
但是有时候虽然这个副驾驶也开飞机, 可是他是遵从驾驶员的命令。
Jesus is the captain in your life.
所以耶稣是你生命中的驾驶者。
Or if you put him in the co-pilot seat in case you fall sick, then he should take over.
所以你可以把他摆在副驾驶，暂时摆着。 可是当你快要睡着的时候，他可以来。
He wants to be in charge.
他必须是负责任。
He wants to be the one discipling you.
他是这个训练你成为门徒的人。
Are you his follower?
你是不是他的跟随者？
Or are you just a religious person?
还是你只是一个宗教徒呢?
We have to be followers of Christ.
你必须跟随耶稣基督。
People who give up everything.
所以人们可以放弃所有的。
To follow Christ.
跟随耶稣。
People who give up their sinful nature.
人们可以把他那个旧有的罪的生命放下。
To follow Christ.
来跟随耶稣。
A Christian is a follower of Christ, the disciple.
一个基督徒他是一个跟从耶稣的门徒。
And Christ called us in the Great Commission to go and baptize and teach in his name and in the name of the Father and the Holy Spirit.
耶稣在这告诉我们门徒要去给万民施洗使他们奉父子圣名的名施洗使他们也做门徒。
That's what we are called to do, to point people to Christ.
所以他这里要我们去 把人带到耶稣基督那里去。
Challenge them after they have professed Christ to get baptized.
所以我们要教导他们, 而且为他们施洗。
And then teaching them to obey everything Christ has taught.
而且要教训他们遵守所有耶稣所说的。
How can I teach? How can you teach them?
我们到底要怎么样来教导他们呢?
Everything Christ has taught.
所有的耶稣所说的。
You need to read that book.
所以你必须读这本圣经。 就在这里面,
you need to read that book every day.
你需要每天读圣经。
You need to read that book from the first page to the last page.
你需要从第一页到最后一页。
Not only once.
不只是只读一次。
Have you ever read through the Bible?
你读过吗?
How do you want to make disciples if you don't know?
如果你要训练门徒, 你自己却不懂神的话。
Let me explain it to you. If my name's friend Michael here, your man.
所以呢我们来说举个例子 现在Michael Shaw,
if you would go to him and say teach me to fly an aeroplane, do you think he could do it?
你如果去告诉Michael说 你来教我开飞机, 你想他会吗?
He's a very good teacher, he's very well qualified, he's a powerful young man.
他是一个很好的老师, 可是他会吗?
Do you think he could teach you how to fly an aeroplane?
你想他会教你开飞机吗?
Do you? No, why?
为什么你不能教?
He never was taught how to fly an aeroplane. How can he teach you?
因为他从来没有学过, 他怎么能够教你呢?
You need to study this book.
你必须先读,
to know Jesus Christ.
所以认识耶稣基督,
and then you can teach others.
然后你才可以教别人,
to become disciples.
成为门徒。
So it's very important if you want to be effective in the Great Commission.
所以,
you have to know this book.
你要 成为训练门徒人，你必须明白圣经。
We have not only to know this book, we have to live this book.
你不但知道这个圣经，你要活出这个圣经。
We have to obey this book.
你必须顺服圣经。
Now we come to number five, the guarantee of the Great Commission.
我们最后看耶稣的保证。
Christ gave us a great guarantee.
他给了很大的保证。
The biggest guarantee you can get.
这是你最大的保证。
No insurance company can sell that to you.
没有任何一个保险公司可以给这样的。
No government in the world can promise it.
没有政府可以给你这个。
Not the government of China.
不是，不但是中国人不能。
Not the government of the United States.
美国人也不行。
Not the government of Germany or Zambia, none can promise.
没有任何的政府可以给你这样的允许。
But Christ said,
但是耶稣基督说
，I will be with you,
我就与你们同在
all the time,
常常与你们同在
till the end of the age,
直到世界的末了。
That's a powerful guarantee.
这是一个非常有能力的一个保证。
And I have heard people.Saying, "Ah,、oh, Christ will be with me all time to the end of the earth," but this guarantee is only for people who are doing the Great Commission.
但是这个保证并不是说一般人随便讲的说，说哦，耶稣基督就耶稣是常常与我同在。这个是这个保证是对着守遵守大使命的人说的。
You cannot pull that verse out of context and say it's for me, and you have no interest in the Great Commission.
你不能说只是把这个经文单单拿出来说耶稣同与我同在，可是你却不去做这个大使命。
It's part of the package. It's part of the plan.
这是整个是一体的。
It's His guarantee.
这是他的保证。
For you and me.
对着你跟我。
You don't know how your life is going to go.
你不知道你将来要往哪里去。
You don't know if you'll grow old.
你不知道你变老了怎么样？
You don't know if you are going to die of cancer in a car accident or plane crash or whatever.
你也没有办法知道你是怎么样死的。
You don't know if you will be killed in a terrorist attack. You don't know.
你不知道你可能死在恐怖分子上面，也可能撞车了。
But if you have that guarantee,
但是你可以有这样的一个保证。
That Christ is with you always.
基督与你一直同在。
Till the end of the ages.
一直到世界的末了。
It doesn't matter what happens.
无所谓怎么发生都没关系。
He will be with you.
他会与你同在。
There is nothing better.
再没有比这个更好的了。
As to know the creator of this world.
所以我们可以认识这个创造世界的主。
The Christ who died on the cross for my sin and rose on the third day.
耶稣在十字架上为我死了，而且第三天从死里复活。
Will be with me always till the end of the earth.
他会一直与我同在，直到世界的末了。
What a powerful guarantee!
这是何等有能力的一个保证。
That will count for you as you go into missions work.
虽然神带你到那个宣教场
，You may not have the money.
你可能没有钱。
You have to dress for that every day.
你要每天怎么样生活呢
？But you have His guarantee.
但是你有他的保证。
The guarantee of the one who holds this world in his hand.
这一位给你保证的，他是掌管世界的主。
I wouldn't go back to Africa without this guarantee.
我不会，如果没有他的保证，我是不可能到非洲的。
But if I had 1,000 lives, I would go 1,000 times with this guarantee.
因着这一个保证，我可以带领上千的人。
The fulfillment of the Great Commission, number six.
第六点，我要讲到他怎么成就。
The Bible says.
圣经说
to the end of the earth, that's where the disciples should go, to the end of the earth, that's in verse 16.
这里说要到世界的各地16节
So the disciples should go to the end of the earth.
这里说门徒们必须到世界的末了的各地
Which means when the whole earth is reached with the gospel, when every person has heard it.
这个意思就是说，世界上的每一个人都要被听到福音。
Christ will come back. We can read that in Matthew chapter 24.
我们可以看，在24章的时候这么说的。
To the end of the age, that's until Christ comes back. Matthew 24:14.
在马太24章的14节那里这样说。
And then that's the return of Christ.
他说：“这天国的福音要传遍天下，然后末期才来到。”
In Acts 1:9-11, you read at the end that the same Jesus who has been taken from you into heaven, and that was when he was ascending after this great commission.
这也就是在24章第9节到这11节这里也说到的，就是耶稣他 要门徒去.
He will come back in the same way you have seen him go into heaven.
所以他们来，他们要看到耶稣上被升天.
The great commission will be fulfilled.
这个大使命要完成.
When all nations and people groups have heard the gospel.
当数万国都听到了福音.
When Christ is coming back.
当基督再来的时候.
And people who belong to Christ will meet him in the air or will raise from the dead.
所有属于神的人会与他在空中相见.
That is when it will be fulfilled.
这个保证也会成就.
Now number seven, it needs your response.
最后需要你的回应.
God did not choose to use angels.
神没有选择天使.
To proclaim his word.
He chose
to use human beings.
他选择用我们人类,
not superhuman beings.
不是那些伟大的人,
normal human beings.
是一般的人,
people who may have failed here and there.
我们可能这里失败那里失败,
people who may have doubted here and there.
我们可能有怀疑,
that is the type of people he uses.
这种人就是耶稣要用,
that his power will be seen.
所以他的能力可以彰显出来.
It needs your response.
他需要你的回应.
The Bible tells us in many places in the New Testament.
在新约里面很多地方告诉我们.
That we have to be faithful.
我们必须要忠心.
One place is Luke chapter 19.
在路加福音19章这样说的.
It's a parable and Christ is teaching it.
这是耶稣教导的.
And he compares the word of God to money which was given to people. And he says, a man of noble birth went to a distant country to have himself appointed king and then to return.
他用了一个比喻讲到说有一个有钱的财主他出去了,然后再回来.
So he called 10 of his servants and gave them 10 minas.
所以他叫了一个仆人来给了他10担的银子.
He gave each one the same amount.
他给他们每一个人都同样的数量.
Many scholars say it stands for the word of God. Each one of us has the word of God.
所以有不同的反应，有人去.
And he told them, put this money to work until I come back.
所以他告诉他们说，你们去做，去让他做生意，直到我回来.
He gave it to you.
他把这个钱给你了,
he gave it to me.
他也给我了,
he gave it to Pastor King.
他也给了牧师了,
he gave it to Pastor Crandall.
他也给了大卫了,
he gave it to all of us.
他把这个每一个人我们都领受了.
What are you going to do with it?
你怎么使用呢?
Are you ready to
你好了吗?
Share his word to a lost world?
你准备好了吗?
Life is short.
我们的生命很短暂.
Eternity is long. I need to get something to.
你知道永恒是很长的. 我现在要给你们拿一个东西.
Your life is very limited.
你的生命是非常的短暂.
80, 90, maybe 100 years. Who knows?
80, 100.
And you think your life is so important.
你认为你的生命是这么重要.
You may have managed a bachelor's degree, a master's degree, a PhD, another PhD. You may have built a big company, you may have made millions of dollars.
我们可能很有成就,学位,企业,有钱.
You may have been very successful.
你是成功人士.
What is your life worth?
但是你的生命怎么样?
You know what the Bible says?
你知道圣经怎么说吗?
As he comes from his mother's womb, he shall go again. Naked he came, and shall take nothing for his toil. That he may carry away in his hands.
所以我们从母腹生出来, 我们什么都带不走.
That's Ecclesiastes 5 verse 15. Naked you were born. You didn't bring anything.
你生出来的时候什么都没带来.
And the same way you are going to go.
当你走的时候你什么都带不走.
There's nothing you can take.
你拿不走.
There's nothing I can take.
我也拿不走.
Our education, our wealth, our intelligence, everything is going to remain.
我们的教育,我们的聪明, 我们什么东西都留下了。
Our life is very limited.
我们的生命太短暂。
If we compare our life to eternity, it's nothing. The Bible says,
圣经说这么说,
our life is like,
我们的生命就像这样,
a mist.
一个云雾,
it's gone.
一下就消失了。
That's what your life is. That's what my life is.
这就是你我的生命.
In the eyes of God,
在神的眼光中,
though the Bible challenges us,
圣经 挑战我们
to invest into eternity.
我们必须投资在永恒里。
The Bible says,
圣经说
where your treasure is, that's where your heart is.
你的财宝在哪里，你的心就在哪里。
Or where your heart is, that's where your treasure will be.
你的心在哪里，你的财富就在哪里。
What are you investing in when your life is so quick?
你的投资，你生命的投资在哪里？
And then there's nothing you can take.
你拿不走什么。
It's difficult to explain, but let me do it again.
很难解，用口语解释，让我再做一遍。
What's the value of this matchstick?
你看这个火柴棒。
I paid for the whole box, $1, I think, and it's a 300 of them inside.
我花了一块钱买了这个300根火柴。
Chinese people are very good in math, so I know that. So you know it's just a bit of a cent. It's very small value.
你知道这一根火柴是很便宜的。
That's you.
这就是你。
Your nice church building.
你有很漂亮的教堂。
It's the heating system, the lights, the data projector, the chairs. Everything is standing for eternity.
你看这些灯，这些装备。
This stands for your life.
这是你的生命。
And that's how it goes. Look.
这就是你的生命的光景。
It's gone.
没有了。
What are you investing in?
你到底投资在哪里？
You know, souls of people are eternal.
你知道人的灵魂是存到永恒的。
It's the only thing you will find in heaven.
你在天上会发现。
Not your money.
不是你可以找到钱，你在那里找不到任何钱。
But souls of saved people will be in heaven.
而只有这些得救的灵魂会在天上。
So if you want to invest in heaven to find something in heaven, what do you have to invest in?
如果你这样知道的话，你到底要投资在哪里？
Into souls of people.
就是人的灵魂。
You have to point people to Christ and to make people disciples, and you are going to find them in heaven.
必须把人带到耶稣基督里，而在天上你可以看到。
How can you do that?
你怎么做
？Maybe you are saying, Pastor, I'm old, I can't go to Africa.
你说我太老了，我去不了非洲，我不行。
But you can pray.
但是你可以祷告。
You can pray and support the missionaries through prayer.
你可以借着祷告来支持宣教。
And missionaries, they need to eat as well.
They need 你知道，宣教士也是要吃饭的。
They need to sleep in a bed.
他们需要睡觉。
They need to buy soap for washing.
他们也需要买肥皂洗澡。
And they need to send their children to school.
他们还必他们的孩子也要去受教育啊。
So you can invest your money in heaven.
所以你可以投资你的钱财。
If you invest it into somebody who is preaching the word of God, in somebody who is making disciples, in somebody who is witnessing about Christ.
你可以投资在这些能够造就门徒的人。
So you can do mission work even if you are not going.
所以事实上你可以做宣教的，虽然你人在这儿。
And as a church, you can pray and say, we pray that 2 or 3 or 5 young people of our church go as missionaries.
甚至我们整个教会可以差派祷告，有3个4个人年轻人去。
They go for us.
他们是为我们去代表。
And we are going to support them.
而我们支持他们去。
You can do that.
你可以做啊。
I want to just encourage you.
我要鼓励大家。
That you go forward.
你必须往前走。
The Bible says in 1 Corinthians 4 verse 1, and I want to close with that.
哥林多前书第四章的第一节这样说。
So then men ought to regard us as servants of Christ and those entrusted with the secret things of God. Now it's required that those who have been given a trust must prove faithful. That's 1 Corinthians 4 verse 1.
人当应当以我们为基督的执事。为神奥秘式的管家，所以求于管家的，就是要他有忠心。哥林多前书第四章第一节。
Will this church be faithful?
我们这个教会是忠心的教会吗
？Will you as an individual Christian be faithful?
我们作为基督徒，我们是忠心的吗
？To the Great Commission?
我们对着这大使命是忠心的吗
？To the command Jesus gave?
为着耶稣给我们的命令。
It is your decision.
这是你的决定。
Let's pray.
让我们祷告。
Our Lord and Heavenly Father, we come into your presence and we ask you in the name of Jesus. That through your Holy Spirit, you call young people out of this church.
主啊，我们天上的父，我们靠着圣灵来求你来到这个教会。
To go as you commanded us to do into the world to make disciples.
让这个教会能够遵守你。